thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from TIAA CREF Tuition Financing, managing independent 529 plan, tomorrow's college tuition today, at i529.org/today.
I'm Bill Zeeble. With the four contested Dallas City Council races in the southern sector settled, fully half the city council's brand new with a freshman leader. These newcomers face the same impending issue, according to District 5 councilperson-elect Vonceal Jones-Hill.
We're going to have to move very, very quickly. The very first thing that we're going to have to deal with is the budget. So we're going to have to get in and run. By August, we're going to have to be up and running. We're going to have to be addressing some other issues immediately after the budget. We will not have a lot of time to have a honeymoon.
They'll get help and advice from veteran council members like Dr. Elba Garcia. The city's mayor pro tem says every sitting member is there to help.
What I did when I got elected was pretty much focus on the issues that I wanted to make a difference. And then look in the budget, see how much is allocated to each of those issues. If there's enough, how could you distribute it equally among all the districts, including yours? If it's not enough, how could you increase that amount?
Garcia says the trick to success, and the hardest thing, is maintaining open communications among colleagues and the city manager.
Don't take anything personal. Remember, politics don't matter. What really matters is to serve the citizens of Dallas.
The new mayor and council generally agree that means reducing crime, then focusing on economic development. These newly elected Dallas leaders officially start their new jobs June 25th, a week from tomorrow. For KERA 90.1, I'm Bill Zeeble.